Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Tailgate Till May. If you love college sports and you like to have a little action on the games, then this is the place for you because I'm your host, Stephen Gorgi, and I love both of those things too. It's been a couple days since Election Sunday. You, if you're like me, have probably been staring at the bracket for the last couple days nonstop. So I'm back to go region by region. We're going to break this thing down. I'm going to give you my insights, my analysis. I am going to tell you for each region my favorite first round matchup, a game I'm hoping to see in that bracket at somewhere in the future, my best bets, and of course, who I'm picking to win each of these regions. I've been in the lab cooking these bets up. I've been studying the bracket. This is why we watch all season long for the madness to begin right here. So let's get right into this thing. Before we do that, just a reminder, you can follow me across all social media platforms at Gorgon Sports. Anything that I add to my card as the week goes on, especially getting to those second round games, I will post on Twitter again at Gorg on Sports. So make sure you're following me there. And let's start in the upper left-hand corner today with the East region. I think that's how everybody looks at these brackets when you're going through it. You start upper left there, and that's the number one overall seed, the UConn Huskies. And in this region, my favorite first-round matchup is number 7 Washington State versus number 10 Drake. I think that's the most interesting matchup to me. Drake is a team that was last year a little bit of a darling. They were in the tournament. Tucker DeVries became a household name. His dad's the head coach, Darian DeVries. They became known throughout the country last year despite losing in the first round to Miami. I think they had a lead in that game, certainly at some point, maybe even at halftime. Miami ultimately comes back, makes a run all the way to the Final Four. Drake is a team that took down Indiana State, this year's kind of mid-major darling, in the Missouri Valley Championship game. And I think it's a really big opportunity for Drake to pick up a first-round win in a game just a couple hours from their campus. They're in Des Moines, Iowa. The game's in Omaha, Nebraska. Washington State has to go all the way across the country, at least halfway across the country, to play this one. I think it's an interesting one and a big opportunity for Drake. A game that I'm hoping to see as this bracket progresses is the number 1 seed UConn against the number 4 seed Auburn in the Sweet 16. I think, hands down, UConn is the best team in the country. They're the odds-on favorite to win this whole thing. I don't think I'm breaking any news there by saying I think UConn is the best team in the country. They are the defending national champion, after all. And going into conference tournament week, it looked like it was pretty close between them, Purdue, and Houston. UConn really separated itself from those other two squads, going out, winning the Big East tournament, and earning that number 1 overall seed. So how do you beat UConn? Well, the teams that have done it this year, they've really scored. They've been hot from deep. Creighton, a great three-point shooting team, took them down, but it's different playing in Omaha. But I think you've got to outscore UConn if you're going to beat them. I don't think you're going to grind them down, get them into the mud, and beat them in like a 65-61 game or something like that. And Auburn is a team that the analytics have loved all year long. Right now, they're sitting at, I believe it's number 4 in KenPom. They're a 4 seed. They're number 4 in KenPom. They're a team that can get up and go. They're a team that gets up and down the floor. They can score, but analytically, they're top 10 in both offense and defense. Analytically, it could be UConn's toughest test all tournament long, and that's what I'd really like to see. Auburn has not been great against the top tier teams. On their way to the SEC tournament championship, as far as KenPom is concerned, they beat the number 49 team, the number 30 team, and the number 29 team. They against the very, very best, they have not been excellent. They've lost to Tennessee. They lost to Kentucky. They lost to Alabama. And those were kind of the top-tier teams in the SEC. But the analytics have loved them nonetheless. That's a Sweet 16 matchup I would love to see. As far as how I'm betting this region, especially in the first round, and I'll mix some futures in here as well. I talked about it as one of my instant calls, so I'm not going to go too deep into this one. But I got Morehead State plus 13 against Illinois. I don't like Illinois' tournament history. I think this is a bit of a sell high spot on them coming off that Big Ten tournament championship. And I'm taking Morehead State and the points in this one. Another one that I like is Drake minus 1.5 against Washington State. Drake is a team that feels like they're that classic mid-major that's really set up to win. They take care of the basketball. They have a star in Tucker DeVries. And then if you look at Washington State and how they've performed this year, they are a drastically different team away from Pullman than they are at home. Because of those reasons, I like Drake as a 1.5-point favorite in this one. Of course, when you talk about that classic mid-major team, it goes without saying that they're a good three-point shooting team. They shoot 36.5% from three. That's good for 40th in the country. Give me the Drake Bulldogs in a game just a couple hours from campus. I think that's a big deal as well. Drake, minus 1.5. Now, as far as futures go, this is one of my favorite futures of the tournament. I like BYU to make the Sweet 16 at plus 170. I'm putting half a unit on this one. All of these bets so far have been to win a half unit. This one, I'm risking a half unit at plus 170 for BYU to make the Sweet 16. So how does their portion of the bracket look? Okay, well, they're the sixth seed. They have the number 11 seed Duquesne in the first round. They will play the winner of Illinois Morehead State. I'm backing BYU for a lot of the same reasons that I'm going against Illinois in the first round. I don't, again, like Illinois' tournament history, but beyond that, I think to beat Illinois, you're going to have to score with them. And for BYU, it's bombs away from three. They're second nationally in three-point rate, and they shoot it at almost 35% as a team. They have seven guys on the squad who have taken at least 88 threes, and four of them are shooting 36% or better. Illinois' weakness is its defense. I think BYU can exploit that in a Sweet 16 game. So give me BYU to get to the Sweet 16. And if they were to get there and play Iowa State, I would like BYU in that game as well. They played in the regular season in a Big 12 conference game. And what Iowa State does is they give up a lot of threes. BYU is great at shooting the three, at finding open threes, and they really exploited that in their game in the regular season. So I would like BYU in that game as well. So one of my best bets here is BYU to make the Sweet 16 at plus 170. And then the winner in this region, it has to be UConn. I think Auburn presents them the best challenge if that game were to come up, but I think UConn is the best team in the country. It's hard for me to see anybody else winning this region. Now, we've seen a lot of one seeds go down early. In the past seven tournaments, only two times have all four one seeds made the Sweet 16. The last time it happened was 2019. And in that second round, Duke beat UCF by a point. That was that legendary round of 32 game between Duke and UCF with Johnny Dawkins at the helm for UCF. Former Duke player there. That was a Zion Williamson year for Duke. And so even if all four of these teams do make it to the round of 16, I think there's going to be at least one tight one at some point during the opening weekend for those top seeds. Let's move on to the West. And my favorite matchup in this first round is number 4 Alabama versus number 13 Charleston. And if you like points, you're going to like this one. This is one where the points are going to be flying. These teams are going to be going up and down the floor. And defense, I think, at least on the Alabama side, is going to be a little bit optional. This game has a total of 173.5 points right now. As far as I can see, that is the highest of the first round at the moment, and it's not particularly close. The next highest one that I see is Kentucky-Oakland at 162.5. Points are going to be flying. Who doesn't like points? That's why this one is my favorite game of the first round. And you know what? I think Charleston has a very good chance to take down the Crimson Tide here. As far as a game I'm hoping to see in this bracket, it's none other than number 3 Baylor versus number 2 Arizona in a Sweet 16 matchup. Baylor is a team I've become very fond of this year. Baylor has the 6th best adjusted offensive efficiency in the country. Arizona has the 8th. This is definitely the bucket getters region, and I want to see a couple bucket getters go at it in Baylor and Arizona. Moving on to my best bets. My first one is in this 8-9 game, and I'm going to take Michigan State -1 versus Mississippi State. Mississippi State does not have the profile of a team that advances and that you can trust when it comes to the NCAA tournament. They turn the ball over a lot, and they're a poor free throw shooting team. Michigan State, defensively, one of their strengths is forcing turnovers. I also like the fact that Michigan State has these experienced guards, Tyson Walker and A.J. Hogard, and Mississippi State, while they have a very good freshman guard in Josh Hubbard, he is a freshman. I like the experience of Michigan State here. This is nothing to do with January, February Izzo. I'm not projecting some magical tournament run for Michigan State, although it could always happen because it seems to happen quite often. But I just looking at this from a matchup perspective, I think it's a poor matchup for Mississippi State. They are not as good defensively as they were a year ago. I don't like how they turn the ball over. I don't like how they struggle at the free throw line. Give me Michigan State minus a point in this one. Now let's go back to my favorite game of the first round, Alabama and Charleston. I am taking Charleston over 81.5 on their team total here. And I think Charleston can compete in this game. I think they can win this game. I think they can stay within that 9.5 number. But I think the safest bet, the one that I'm most sure of, is Charleston over 81.5 points. In Alabama's last 10 games, they have given up on average 94 points per game. Only twice in their last 10 games have they given up less than 82 points. This one is going to be up and down the court. Both of these teams shoot a ton of threes. They profile out in a very similar manner. They both play fast. Alabama, number 9 nationally in adjusted tempo. Alabama is number 19 nationally in three-point rate. Charleston, 59th nationally in tempo, 16th in three-point rate. I think both of these teams are going to score, so give me Charleston over 81.5. And then I have a future bet in this region, and it's one that's a little bit out there. And I'm taking Dayton +750 to make the Sweet 16. That's available on DraftKings. They are the 7th seed in this region. And the reason I am making this bet is because I fundamentally do not trust Arizona as the 2 seed in this region. They have all the pieces. They have all the ingredients. But time and time again this season, Arizona has failed to show up night in and night out. You see it reflected in their record. They're 25-8 on the year, 15-5 in the Pac-12, a not very good Pac-12. And in the Pac-12 tournament, they lost to Oregon. So they're just an inconsistent team. The metrics love them. They have a great analytical profile. They're top 12 in both offense and defense, sitting at number 8 on the offensive side, 12 on the defensive side. But there's just something about this team that feels untrustworthy. They have a much better defense than they did a season ago. Caleb Love, who came over, transferred over from North Carolina, has been very, very good for them. But there's something about them where it feels like you cannot trust them on a night-in and night-out basis. And the teams that have beaten them typically have had some success inside and hit some threes. I feel like with Dayton, if they can get past Nevada, they fit that profile. They could potentially do that. They aren't necessarily playing their best basketball right now. This is a team that I think may have peaked a little bit earlier in the season. But having said that, they do have a guy inside in Deron Holmes, who is one of the best players in the country. Unless you're watching A-10 basketball, you probably haven't heard about him a whole lot. He's He's been a force inside for them. And then they have some good three-point shooters as well. As a team, they shoot a lot of threes. They are second or third nationally, rather, in three-point percentage, shooting over 40% as a team. If they can get past Nevada, which is no guarantee, I like Dayton to give Arizona a little bit of something. I don't trust Arizona. I'm going to take a flyer on Dayton here, pun intended, at plus 750. I think it's a good number, so I'm putting a quarter unit on the Flyers at plus 750 to get to the Sweet 16. And then as far as my winner goes, I am going chalk here once again. I'm going with the number one seed, North Carolina. I like their draw at the top of the bracket. I think Michigan State gets by Mississippi State. And I think Carolina can handle them in the second round. As far as my Sweet 16 goes, I'm not really scared of any of the teams that they may play. I think it's St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon in the 5-12 matchup, Alabama versus Charleston in the 4-13 matchup. Alabama is not a complete enough team to beat North Carolina. They have too many flaws on the defensive side. It's defense optional for them, and I don't trust them in that regard. I actually like St. Mary's to get to the Sweet 16. I think a lot of people think they are a possible upset candidate in the first round against Grand Canyon. The thing for me with St. Mary's is it seems like they are a five seed every year, and every year they grind somebody to absolute dust. They play slow. They have a great guard in Aiden Mahaney, who became a little bit of a star last year. I feel like we haven't heard about him quite as much this year, but he is still a star. They have a great defense as always. They play slow and they just grind you down. So I like them to get to the Sweet 16. I think Carolina handles them relatively easily. And then that bottom side of the bracket, I don't trust Arizona. Baylor, I like a lot, but defense is still the major question mark with them. I have a hard time seeing anybody but Carolina getting out of this bracket. So I think it's going to be two number one seeds on the left side of the bracket overall. It'll be a UConn-Carolina Final Four, and that would be a big-time fun matchup. All right, let's go to the right side of the bracket, the upper right, the South, where we have Houston as the number one seed. And the game that I am most looking forward to in this first round, this is one that I struggled with. I didn't have a ton of games that I really, really liked, but I'm going to go with Florida, the number seven seed Florida, against the winner of the play-in, Boise State and Colorado. And the reason that I'm picking this one is because Florida is a team I've really enjoyed watching a lot this year. They're fun offensively. They get up and down the court, and I want to see how they look after losing their big man in the SEC tournament final, Micah Hand-Logden. That's a big loss for them, and I want to see how they look in this one. If Colorado wins the game, I think Colorado is a fun team to watch as well. They have a star in KJ Simpson, and so that could be a really fun one. The game I'm hoping to see in this bracket is an Elite Eight matchup between Houston and Kentucky. That's unstoppable force in Kentucky versus immovable odd object in Houston. Houston is the best defensive team in the country. They blitz the hell out of you, and Kentucky is an unreal offensive team with amazing talent on it. That would be the ultimate test for Kentucky, this Kentucky team that has been so inconsistent all season long, but so tantalizing all season long. Can they take a very good defensive team, a very experienced team in Houston, and can they beat them? That's a storyline I would love to see. That's a game I would love to see. My best bet in this region is just one. I just have one best bet in this region. And I talked about it briefly on the instant reaction show on Sunday night, but it's Nebraska money line against Texas A&M. I got it at minus 118. I then added some more at minus 122. So all in all, I'm invested to win a full unit on this one. It's the only game where I'm invested to win a full unit. I love Nebraska in this one. I think the profiles are just perfect. It matches up perfectly for Nebraska, where Nebraska wants to beat you with threes. Texas A&M wants to get to the free throw line. They want to beat you with twos. I don't think they are going to be able to stay with Nebraska playing that game. I love Keisei Tominaga of Nebraska. Look, A&M is a team I really liked last year. I thought they would be a contender in the SEC this season with Wade Taylor and Boots Radford, but they just haven't been consistent enough this season. And as far as this matchup is concerned, I love the way Nebraska matches up with A&M. You can't trade twos for threes. That's what A&M's going to be trying to do. So give me the Cornhuskers to get their first ever NCAA tournament win in this one. And as far as my winner of this region goes, I know it's going to sound boring, but I am actually going with a third number one seed in the Final Four. I'm taking Houston. It's a little chalky, I understand. But when I look at this bracket, I actually think if they're going to lose, it's going to be in the second round to Nebraska, because if they play Duke in the round of 16, the physicality that Houston plays with, that's Duke's kryptonite. Think back to that Tennessee-Duke game last year. Duke could not handle it. Houston's even more physical. I'm not worried about that game if I'm the Houston Cougars. If they play Wisconsin, Houston is a better version of Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin's scoring a little bit more. I need to look at their tempo to see if they're maybe a little bit up. But still, at the end of the day, Wisconsin is a slow team that's going to try to grind you down. And I don't think they're good enough defensively to stick with Houston in this one. I think Houston is a better version of what Wisconsin wants to do. There's two teams that can beat them to me in this bracket. It's Kentucky and it's Marquette. If Kentucky can figure it out defensively, then they could be a nightmare for Houston. But I like the experience of Houston, of having a guy like Jamal Shedd, the defense that I can trust against Kentucky's inconsistency. That's why I'm picking Houston here. And then Marquette is a team that I really, really like. But the injury question mark with Tyler Kolek, their point guard, is just too much for me. He's missed a bunch of time now. And if I was confident that he was healthy, I would really strongly consider taking Marquette here. He's not. That's the question mark. So I'm going to go with a third number one seed and Houston to the Final Four. Let's move to the bottom right, our final region, the Midwest region, where the number one seed is Purdue. My favorite first round matchup here is going to be Texas versus the winner of Virginia or Colorado State. And this is all about Texas, because Texas is a team that has tantalized me all year. They have so many pieces. When you have Max Asemus on the perimeter and Dylan Dessou inside, you should be really, really good. But they have been up and down all year. They lose two, they win two, they lose two. They alternate wins and losses. They just have not been able to consistently put it together. And it feels like that's what I'm talking about with a lot of these teams. But so many of these teams have been inconsistent. If there was a team that was going to say, hey, we have the pieces to put it together, I think it's Texas. So I really want to see what they look like in that first round game. But having said that, I can't trust them. I'm not picking them far in this one, as you'll see when I talk about who my winner is of this region. But they're a team that I do have my eye on, because I've been intrigued by them all season long. I feel like they underachieved a little bit this year. I feel like they could have been better than they have been, but you know what? There's still a chance for them to put it together and go on a run. They went on a nice run last year. Can they do it again? It starts with a first round game against the play-in winner, Virginia or Colorado State. The game I'm hoping to see in this region is a Sweet 16 matchup between the number one seed Purdue and a healthy number four seed Kansas. If Kansas is healthy, that is the game I want to see. Because Kansas, when they have been healthy, when they have been healthy, they can play in a one-game scenario with anybody in the country. They need Kevin McCullough to be healthy. They need Hunter Dickinson to be healthy. And if they are, they can give Purdue everything they want. Hunter Dickinson has gone up against Zach Edey many, many times in the Big Ten. There will be no fear factor there for Dickinson. Kansas is a very good defensive team. I think they can give Purdue's much improved guards a lot of trouble. The question is Kansas healthy? If they are healthy, I would love to see this one. The problem is I'm not sure if they are. As far as my best bets go here, I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to take Gonzaga -5.5 against a Will Wade coach McNeese State team. It's a very popular pick. I've heard everybody talk about it. Watch out for McNeese State and Will Wade. And yes, they have had a great season out of the Southland. They have had a wonderful year, and I understand why people are talking about them. They're 30-3. They have a big-time guard in Shahada Wells, and they play a very fun style of play. They turn you over a lot. They're a good three-point shooting team, but you know what? Gonzaga can handle all of that. They give you, McNeese gives you the three, and Gonzaga will take advantage. They've played a couple teams who kind of do that in conference in San Diego and Portland, and when they've played those, they've really excelled. McNeese is a better team than both of those, but they kind of profile similarly. Nolan Hickman and Ryan Nemhard have really stepped up against those teams and knocked down big threes. They've shot the three ball very well against teams that give you the three. Gonzaga also takes care of the ball, and if McNeese can't turn them over, I think it's a real problem. Give me Gonzaga. They have the pedigree. I think from a matchup perspective, they have an advantage. I also like with Gonzaga that they're a team that gets up and down the floor. I feel like that makes you less susceptible to the upset than teams that play that slow, plodding, low possession style of play, because you are giving yourself more opportunities to make plays. I like that with a favorite. So I'm going against the grain, and I'm going to take Gonzaga as a favorite -5.5 against McNeese State. And then I'm going to do this last one together with my winner, because my winner of this region is going to be the 2-seed Tennessee. And I'm also going to take Tennessee at 17-1. You can get that on FanDuel to win the national championship. I'll do a half unit there on the Vols to win it all. I think Tennessee, despite their loss to Mississippi State in the SEC tournament for first round, is one of the more complete and versatile teams in the country. They can get up and down the court. They can play a defensive game. They have Dalton Knecht, who is one of the best players in the country, the SEC Player of the Year with one of the best stories in the country. He's a go-to guy who they can rely on, but they also have experience in guys like Zakai Ziegler, Santiago Vescovi. They have experience. They have various guys who can beat you. They can play in different ways. If they face Purdue in the Elite Eight, there will not be a fear factor there. They played in Maui earlier this year. Purdue beat them by 4 points. It was a close game throughout. It was a really tightly officiated game where Purdue shot a ton of free throws. Purdue shot 48 free throws in that game, only went 29 of 48, but there won't be a fear factor for Tennessee. I think that matters when you go up against Zach Edey. I think it matters having some experience playing against him before. They're big. Jonas Adu, I think he's a guy who can hold his own in the post there. I just like all the different ways that Tennessee can win. I think they're battle-tested coming out of the SEC. And you know what? I think UConn is the best team in the country. I think there's a very good chance they will repeat. But at under 4-1, I just can't back the Huskies there. So I'm looking for somebody with a little bit of value. I think Tennessee is the team with that value. At 17-1, I will take the Vols to go all the way. If there's a game that scares me on the way, it could be Creighton in the Sweet 16. Creighton, the 3-seed in that region. Creighton can get unbelievably hot from deep. They have a lot of experience on that team. We saw what they did against UConn at home, but I think Creighton's a bit of a different team away from Omaha, and that's what makes me feel a little bit more comfortable with that. That would be one to watch. Ultimately, I do think it's an Elite Eight battle between Purdue and Tennessee, and I'll take Tennessee to get over the hump here, get Rick Barnes to his first Final Four since way back when he was at Texas. So I have 3 number one seeds and a 2-seed in the Final Four. I'm sure all of that will be terribly wrong because it's March Madness and that's what happens. One final pick for you tonight's first four game. I am taking Colorado -2.5, or Colorado State rather. I am taking Colorado State -2.5 against Virginia. I do not think Virginia should have been in the tournament necessarily. I don't think they're a team. They just, look, I'm not going to beat around the bush here. Virginia cannot score. They are not a very good offensive team. When they've played other good teams, they've really struggled. They're not a good free throw shooting team, shooting just under 64% as a team. I like Colorado State to beat the Hoos tonight. Give me the Colorado State Rams -2.5 against Virginia. Virginia, since winning the national championship, has really, really struggled in the NCAA tournament. Since winning the national championship, they lost in the first round as a 4 seed and then lost again in the first round as a 4 seed. The 2020 tournament was canceled. They missed the tournament in 2022. So that was 2021. They lost in the first round as a 4 seed. 2023, they lost in the first round as a 4 seed. They have not won an NCAA tournament game since winning the national championship in 2019. Give me Colorado State -2.5. That's the show for today. Enjoy the games this week, everybody. It's the best week of the year. I'm sure you will. I'm excited for it. And I will be back on Monday to break down all of the action from the weekend and look ahead to the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8. Again, as a reminder, I will be posting any picks that I add on Twitter. You can follow me at GorgOnSports. So make sure you're doing that to keep up to date with all of my latest picks. Until next time, keep the grill hot and the cooler cold.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.